Thank you for bringing a beautiful June morning to Bozeman, Montana. We are quite overdue. It's been wet and cloudy, and sunshine is entirely welcome. My name is Jeff Jacobson. I have the privilege of being the Dean of the College of Agriculture here at Montana State University and Director of the Montana Agricultural Experiment Station, the research arm. On behalf of the faculty, staff, students at MSU, but more importantly in the College of Agriculture, and specifically the Department of Animal and Range Sciences, I welcome you to Bozeman and Montana. Welcome back. Biff, last time I had the opportunity to address you was in Billings, Montana, so we're pleased to have you in Bozeman on the campus of MSU. We're also quite pleased to be a silver sponsor, both the College of Ag and the Department of Animal and Range Sciences, and I've said that a couple times. Let me introduce Glenn Duff. If you haven't met him, he is the department head of Animal and Range Sciences, kind of the closest unit home for BIF members here at Montana State University. About a month ago, a little less than a month ago, there was a little over 13,500 students here across the campus, and on May 7th, the big graduation ceremony, and then shortly after that, things just drop off. They're gone. They just disappear. And then what happens? Well, as some of you saw on certain entrances of campus, in certain buildings, construction begins, right, over the next couple months. Of those 13,600 students, about 930 of them are College of Ag undergraduates and graduate students. I think it's about 300 of those, about a third, are in the Department of Animal and Range Sciences. So we have a strong presence in animal and range science undergraduate and graduate students here at Montana State. If you were a student in our programs, what would it look like? What would it feel like? Certainly you would get to know the faculty from day one. The connection between students and faculty in the College of Agriculture is one of the strongest that I've seen, certainly in the region, if not the nation. You would experience both a rigorous, hands-on, and certainly as I watched some of the pictures last night, whether it be the Bear Ranch or the Peterson Ranch, hands-on and I'd say hands-in activities throughout your education. You would be in a brand new building this past academic fall, which is quite an accomplishment. And your learning beyond books and laboratories would be greatly enhanced by field trips, experiences at our research facilities here in town, and as I mentioned, we have an extensive partnership, long-standing partnership with the Bear Ranch and the Peterson Ranch and others throughout the state of Montana. So that's what it would be as an undergraduate student here in Animal and Range Sciences. Last kind of intro piece, as dean, I would not be doing my job if I didn't market just a little bit or throw out an opportunity that we have at Montana State University, in that as we're growing and rebuilding that particular department and making some significant investments, I would not, again, be doing my job if I didn't say, despite the economic turn that hopefully many of us are going this way on rather than down, we're in a position to, I think, start, and it's out on the streets now, advertising, recruiting, and then ultimately hiring three new faculty in animal and range sciences, one in quantitative genetics, one in rumen microbiology, and the third in range ecology. So if you look at the landscape across the United States and land-grant universities, things are pretty tight, but we feel pretty fortunate. We're in a good place, and we're growing that particular program with some new faculty to replace some that have been retired. So please help our students, help me, help Glenn spread the word about those opportunities. I think we're on the uptick, and great things are going to happen here at Montana State University in that particular unit, Animal Range Sciences.